Every 60 seconds, not one, but two children are trafficked. And every 30 seconds, one is forced into exploitation for the purpose of heinous acts.
Human trafficking is happening in your own backyard. It is happening to your neighbors.
Many whom we see every day in our own communities, hidden in plain sight.
You know, there's kids out there that are being bought and sold 20 times a day.
We must bring the child back to the center of our care and concern. Today, we launch Goya Cares.
Goya Cares is committed to supporting victims and overcomers of trafficking and abuse to recover, restore, reconnect, and to shine the light that will block traffic.
This is where we become the light.
God saved me. I believe that I was called to this. Perhaps He's calling you to
block traffic.
Join Goya Cares and visit blocktraffic.org.
Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. How are you this morning, darling?
I'm good. Glad to be back. We haven't recorded in a couple weeks. So right. Just because of sickness and the holiday, and it's just been crazy.
It has been so crazy. We had a blessed Christmas.
Yes.
We had a blessed Christmas and a blessed New Year. But we did have sickness in the family.
Yes, we did.
I mean, we had Savannah. COVID, Chase, COVID,
Chloe,
flu. So, we had it running through the house, but I mean, everyone was quarantined in their own respective areas, and I would not allow anyone to leave their rooms. Now, yes, folks, the kids all have their own homes except for Grayson and Chloe, but when they get sick, they have to come home to us so they can run the risk of infesting my house.
100%.
But we had people coming in that were giving them IVs. We had a doctor that came to our home that was testing everyone. And I was walking around like a maniac, cleaning nonstop.
Yes.
I mean, I felt like that I was the best maid or housekeeper that the country had. I was sanitizing everything. I was doing laundry. I was putting their towels outside their bedroom doors. They were not allowed to come out of the room. I made them open their windows and doors every morning when they woke up so they could air the room out. They both could go out on their balcony or balcony area. Savannah and them could go out on her balcony area. And I made her sit out in the sun. And then I said, okay, you have to walk. So I would make them get on one side of the street, one on one side, one on the other, and they would do their walk so they could fill their lungs with fresh air. I mean, I was on this.
Yes, you were. So with that being said, I know so many people have been dealing with this. We are not the minority right now. We are part of the majority. And I know that a lot of people's holidays were interrupted because of this. And ours was to a certain degree, but we're thankful that they came through it on the other side. And, you know, we're just looking forward to the new year.
I'm looking forward to, I'm looking forward to the new year. I'm looking forward to, you know, God's blessings. I'm looking forward to so many different things. And, you know, I think that, you know, we have been put through the ringer since 2017. I mean, and still even presently, we're dealing with some of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been hard. It's really been hard. And I look back and I think, you know, yes, this is hard, but, you know, as of right now, none of us are dying.
That's right.
And, you know,
and I think the country, the world as a whole we've all been put through the ringer the past couple of years. And I am hopeful that 2022 brings some peace, some renewal, some new beginnings, some healing. On many, many, many different levels.
Yes, exactly. And so, you know, we are blessed. I mean, you know, I wanted to talk about today, you know, there's so many things that I want to talk about, but, you know, we lost a national treasure in Betty White.
Yes.
And folks, I mean, I'm 53. So, I mean, I grew up with Betty on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
And we were actually talking that the first place that Todd and I ever lived together was this little condo in Anderson, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I so vividly remember that at night, I think it was 11:30. It was after the news. Mm-hmm. The Golden Girls would come on and we would watch that. That was kind of our thing that we would do that, you know, almost 30 years ago now. And those are still some of our best memories. And
100%.
It is. I mean, and how amazing is it to have lived almost 100 years? And according to her, I mean, I actually had the People magazine that she was on the cover of, because they were getting ready to celebrate her 100th birthday with a huge celebration. And I think now it's going to be a tribute, as it should be. But she said, you know, she had been so, you know, blessed to be healthy her whole life. And she didn't really do anything to warrant it, which I guess is, you know, I mean, she said she didn't like anything green. She loved to eat hot dogs.
And she always had a vodka and club soda with a splash of grapefruit.
Exactly. And her favorite sandwich was bologna sandwich with
lettuce and peanut butter.
Isn't
which was the
so
oddest combination.
Weird?
But listen, it worked for Betty. So if it works for Betty, then exactly. It's got to work for us.
Well, she said her mother used to give her that. It used to feed her that. So I thought that was kind of a...
Maybe her mother put peanut butter on it because she didn't like the bologna.
I don't know. Maybe to kind of mask the taste. I don't know.
Because I don't like that.
No, but I've eaten it before.
Well, I've eaten it before. I mean, we grew up in the same area, honey. Yeah.
My mama used to put it in a frying pan.
I know she didn't cut an X in the center of it. I know all about that. My mama didn't feed us a lot of that, but I mean, it was in the refrigerator. My dad would eat it.
Yeah.
Not my thing, but you know, it worked for Betty. And if it worked for Miss Betty, then listen, yeah. It can work for the rest of us.
How great is that though? I mean,
and then, you know, I watched an interview the other day and it said, you know, when you pass and you go to heaven, what is the first thing you want God to say to you? And she said, "Welcome, Betty. Here's Alan."
I know. I thought that
and
was
I
so
love that.
Sweet.
And that's what I want to happen for me. If you go first, I want the first words to be from God. "Todd, it was a tough call, but I let you in. Here's Julie." That's what I want. Because I said to Savannah yesterday, I said, can you imagine having a love affair like that?
Yeah.
Your whole life.
I know I read something that someone had asked her over the years after her husband had passed in an interview, you know, did she ever think she would remarry or whatever? And she said, "I have no need to. When you've had the very best, you can't recreate that."
You have said that about me.
I have said I'll never do it again.
Okay.
Meaning I'll never get married again.
Okay.
And all because, honey, if you've had the best, you wouldn't want to celebrate anything less.
It doesn't
even
matter anymore. You had your moment to shine and you chose to shit on it. So I mean,
that's
I'm just moving
on
from it.
But I mean, how sweet is that? Like to be able to say that I don't have a need to remarry again.
I don't have a need.
I had the very best.
I mean, I can honest and truthfully say, and you and I've had these discussions. You know, when, you know, everyone in the world knows that I was married before, that it was a marriage of truly, it was just a shotgun wedding is what they say in the South. I mean, you know, she was pregnant and, you know, my mom and dad were mortified that I had gotten someone pregnant out of wedlock. And this woman's, you know, parents were big in this little small, tiny little church. I mean, when I say big, I mean, there's probably 60 people in the congregation, but I mean, you know, in that little community, everyone knew them. And, you know, I remember thinking, cause you know, growing up, my escape in this small little rural town, I always knew I just didn't fit in. That's not where God intended for me to be. I think that God placed me there to let me know that I, you know, that there's more out there. Go get it, Todd. But I'm going to keep you right here to put that yearning and that desire to be better, you know, in you so that you go out and try to do better. And I remember when I found out that she was pregnant, and that I was like devastated because I thought my whole life is that I had dreamed of has, it's never going to happen. Because, you know, folks, remember, I mean, I watched Dallas and Dynasty and Falcon Crest and Knott's Landing. And, you know, those were my escapes that I was, that was going to help me to see a better way. And, you know, then I realized, you know, that Alexis Carrington gave her two kids away and she came, Blake raised them, and she came back and tried to take over his business. And, you know, I mean, look, Jock Ewing, I mean, he had Ray Krabs outside of wedlock when he cheated on Miss Ellie. So, I mean, there was just all kinds of scandal in all of these shows. So I was just like, well, shit, I'm not going to be the only trashy person out here. I mean, if Jock Ewing can get away with it, and, you know, Alexis Carrington can get away with it. And I mean, and Abby, I mean, she was just a whore. So, I mean, you know, I just felt like somewhere in the midst of all four of those shows, I was a combination of those characters. And, you know, I remember the initial shock, and then I remember the initial saying, okay, I can do this. I mean, you know, we'll just have the baby and I will help you raise it and, you know, whatever. When I said the baby, I mean, that's Lindsay. And I remember her saying to me, if you don't marry me, then I'm not having the baby. Well, that was devastating to me. Because I could not, because everyone knows that we are pro-life, I could not stand the thoughts of not having my child. And I've said this from day one, you know, I grew up with a wonderful, wonderful, most amazing, and as you all watch the show, you know that Nanny Faye is one of the most amazing women that God has ever placed on this earth. Been with me for 53 years. And I don't know that people truly understand the level of commitment that my mother and I have to each other. We have never gone a day that we have not talked 10 times a day. And, you know, she's with us every day. We see her every day. And I remember my mother saying to me, you have to do the right thing. The right thing is for you to marry and have this baby. And at that time, you know, I was 20 years old and
you were a baby.
Yes. And I was very obedient to my parents. And so I did what they told me to do. I remember even having that feeling of, you know, wanting to escape and wanting to get out of South Carolina. But there was that, even after I found out that this woman was going to have my child, there was something that, there was a peace that eventually came over me. And then when Lindsay was born, it was like, oh my gosh. It was like this part of me that had been empty for my whole life wasn't empty anymore. And, you know, I look back and I think, wow, I mean, this is the kind of love that my mother has for me. I now understand it. Now, you know, as the story fast forwards and everybody knows how that story has played out, I think that for me, when you look back on it, and I'm saying this to you, when you look back on where I came from, what I've been through to where I've ended up, folks, anyone who, you know, the saying, there's a saying that I live by, behind every great man is a better woman. And I've said that to you.
Yes.
I have said that to you.
Okay. So we all have those topics that we don't necessarily like to discuss, but you know what? We have to. And as women, they're just things that we have to discuss about our bodies. And when you're with your girlfriends, you know, those conversations always go down that lane. And that's why I want to talk to you about PhD Feminine Health. PhD Feminine Health are reinventing holistic feminine care and wellness solutions that help millions of women feel confident and comfortable. PhD Feminine Health's boric acid suppositories are the number one best-selling holistic, affordable, doctor-recommended solution for vaginal odor. They're available at retailers nationwide. PhD offers trustworthy feminine care products that actually work. And you know what? What better way to support than with a woman-owned business? It is woman-owned. It is a woman-founded business, and it's for women. So PhD is the number one doctor-recommended
brand of boric acid vaginal suppositories. These days, PhD believes that self-care is crucial to your overall well-being. Give the gift of self-care and love to yourself. Register now at phdfemininehealth.com/win to receive a free lifestyle subscription box from our friends at Bombay and Cedar, which contain vegan and cruelty-free deluxe-size beauty and lifestyle products, a retail value of over $100, plus a $500 Visa gift card. Go to phdfemininehealth.com/win. Also get 20% off all products right now using the code Chrisley. That's phdfemininehealth.com/win.
When I met Julie, my life, I had been through a divorce. I had two small children. I was doing it on my own with the assistance of my parents because my parents helped me as much as they could. But you know, you stepped in, you became an instant mother, and I had this beautiful, hot wife that let's just call it what it is, folks. I mean, you know, you have some great experiences in your life, but Julie Chrisley rocked my world.
Stop.
I'm just saying. I mean, Julie Chrisley made Todd Chrisley walk the line because she threw something on me I hadn't had thrown on me. But wow. I'm going to be honest. That's what we have this show for, right?
It is.
Have I not said that?
Yeah.
Best I've ever had.
You're sweet.
Best I've ever had.
You're sweet.
And folks, I've had a lot of samplings. I mean, I've been like, you know, that guy to Kroger that just keeps walking up and down the aisle of all the candy bar and, you know, getting a scoop of this and a scoop of that. I had multiple scoops of everything. But with that being said, that changed my life. And that's the whole premise of me, you know, going off on this is that I look back on where I am today. And that is largely due to first God. God has placed me where I am, but God gave me the mother that I have that instilled in me the work ethic that I have. To be clean, to make sure your home is always spotless, to make sure things are always in its proper place, to make sure that your children are dressed correctly, to make sure they mind. My mother instilled all of that in me. And I would pray that God would let me marry a woman that was beautiful and that would be like, that would have so many of the qualities that I loved and that were so endearing that my mother has. And God gave me that. And I've said that to you many times. God gave me a beautiful wife. You're an amazing cook, folks. This woman can cook anything. And that's turned out to really to your detriment.
Yeah, it has.
It really has turned out to your detriment because no one in the family wants to go out to eat.
Right.
Everyone in the family wants
you. And once they find out you can cook, it's just, you got a job forever, whether you want it or not.
Exactly.
So true.
And so I think that, you know, my mother's always been an amazing cook, but then you've kind of taken that over because right. My mother doesn't want to cook anymore.
Right. Yes. She's giving it up.
Yes. But, you know, a beautiful wife, a great cook, an exceptional mother. And I've watched how, now we'll get into when I say the exceptional mother, we'll get into the spat that you and I had last night, fighting over raising a child.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, God blessed me. And so.
It wasn't without a lot of heartache though. You know, don't you think? Because literally, and folks, Todd and I, he's swirling his Starbucks around right now, but Todd and I do not talk about what we're going to actually talk about on the podcast before.
No,
we keep it very organic and we feel like that's the way to keep it as honest as we possibly can. Cause then we don't overthink it. So funny that you brought that. It's not funny. And I don't think it's coincidental that you brought that up about, you know, how you came to be and, you know, with Lindsay and becoming a father so young. I actually had this conversation with someone yesterday. I think it's just as crazy. I'm sitting here like, I can't believe you started talking about that. Just about how decisions that we make so early in life
Affect us for the rest of our life.
Affect us for the rest of our life. Mm-hmm. And that poor decisions where we make decisions we shouldn't have had, because at the end of the day, you should not have been out here having sex before marriage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, which creates this whole storm. Not that, Lindsay, it was not a blessing to you. Because Lindsay was the first person, your firstborn child.
And it was the first time that I knew how to love.
Exactly. I'm not saying that. But I can say to you that if Lindsay were sitting here today, mm-hmm. I think she would agree with me 100% that bad decisions that you made mm-hmm. are still affecting her 32 years later.
She and Kyle.
I think that's also something that I want people to hear, especially young listeners that are listening to us, because, mm-hmm. you know, we thought we knew everything. We thought our parents knew nothing. We were going to do it our way or bust a gut. Mm-hmm. It just was what it is.
And we have children. Listen, let's be very transparent. Mm-hmm. We have four adult children that have bust a gut or go to hell. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it.
And all of them have said to me at certain times,
I wish I had listened.
Mm-hmm. And I can say, and there were times in my life, I wish I would have listened. Mm-hmm. You know, I know you've said that you wish you would have listened, but this particular person that I was talking to, we are friends. We are acquaintances. We know each other pretty well. We have completely different views on a lot of things, mm-hmm. but we have a lot of views that are the same. Mm-hmm. And when I was having this conversation with them, they were like, you have no idea what it does to me to hear you say what you're saying, because especially you are a woman from the South, to hear you say certain things is so, like, it makes me think, okay, I'm not crazy. And we all are kind of in the same boat, regardless, mm-hmm. you know, bad decisions or poor decisions that we've made in our life that are still affecting us. And people don't want to talk about that, because it doesn't mean that you don't love your child. It does not mean that you didn't light up when Lindsay walked through the door, that mm-hmm. she was your world.
Well, you know, forever, you of all people know that. I mean, everybody in the family is saying
exactly
that Lindsay was the chosen child.
But at the end of the day, it was a decision you made that you should not have made, that has affected you 30 years down the road.
When a decision that I made, what do you mean? And having her or being married to her biological?
Well, I think it goes back farther than that. It's just, you were out here having sex with someone that you should not have been having sex with.
Right.
You had to pay the price for that. Mm-hmm. She was born from
and
that.
She's had to pay the price.
And she's had to pay the price because at the end of the day, and I'm saying this as a woman, you were 20 years old. Mm-hmm. She was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. She had no business becoming a mother at 18 years old, but because of poor decisions that the two of you made, it was what it was. That does not negate the fact that she was not the mother she should have been. Mm-hmm. That does not at any shape, form, or fashion. Mm-hmm. But I also believe that because of the area that we lived in, because of the stigma that surrounded it, you had to get married. Two wrongs don't make a right, in mm-hmm. my opinion. And listen, my father was a Southern Baptist minister.
Yes, because, I mean, you were pregnant when we got married.
And I said to you, I do not want you to ever say to me or be able to say to me that, well, I had to marry her. She got pregnant and I had to marry her. I never said, Todd, we have to get married.
Well, I mean,
what are we going
to
do?
Well, I think to kind of add to that story, I think it's best that we say, because, you know, we are talking about our truths. You know, when I found out you were pregnant, all I knew was to get married.
Yeah, for sure.
And you declined my offer to get married. Folks, this woman literally did not tell her mom and daddy until you were what? About five months,
because I didn't really start showing until it was about 6 months.
Right. I mean, you couldn't even tell.
But
I wanted us to go and get married. And she said, no. She says, I love this baby enough that if you never show up, I will be enough for him.
Yes.
And the moment she said that to me, I would have walked on my hands 1,000 miles to get to an altar for her.
And I truly believe, looking back at 23 years old, that was a defining moment for me, because I had, you know, like, I never said a curse word in front of my parents. I would never dream of doing anything inappropriate in front of my parents. You know, no, that didn't mean I didn't do it, but I had this like respect for them that I would have never done it
in front of them.
And having a baby, it's something you can only hide it for so long. Mm-hmm. And then it's gonna happen. But it was okay. No, I should not have been having sex before marriage.
I'm glad you did.
But this is what it is. And I'm not going to let that shame define me for the rest of my life. I love this baby more than anything in this world. And I, as I had said to you, if not another person in this world loves him, I loved him enough. Mm-hmm. And I still do to this day. And I remind him of that daily when he says I don't love
but
him.
But he also reminds you daily that I'm his favorite.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. But with that being said, I think all that to be said.
Now, folks, did you hear that? We're talking about Chase. Who people say on the show that I treat him so differently than Savannah, but who is Chase closest to?
Yes. You probably. Well, today anyway.
Don't try to get a day in there.
With that being said, you know, I had this conversation with this person, and I think sharing your truths, sharing those hard times with people, and especially right now, it's a new year. There's so many people struggling, and there's so many people trying to navigate life in general. And so I think for this person to hear me say, okay, this is what I've been through, and this is how I know you're feeling, even though you may not be able to voice it or may not be able to be completely honest about it. I'm sure this is how you're feeling. You know why I know that? Because this is how I felt. Mm-hmm. And so I think that what I want you to get from that story is to share your truth. Don't allow shame to silence you. Don't walk around with this shame and this guilt, because it eats away at you, but it also prevents you from being the voice that could truly help someone get through the day.
You don't put up with BS, and that starts with your falling apart, scratchy, stained old sweatpants. Give your butt the upgrade it deserves and lounge like a champ with Tommy John. When you start the year wearing Tommy John, you'll be that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. Tommy John men's underwear has breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric for 4 times the stretch of competing brands, and you'll feel the same level of comfort layering their luxurious soft loungewear right on top. Tommy John loungewear is so comfortable and good-looking, you can and will be wearing them everywhere. With over 17 million pairs sold, Tommy John's doesn't have customers, they have fanatics. And I can tell you, I love wearing my Tommy John's underwear, my loungewear, my bralettes. I love everything about it, because for me, it is about comfort. Plus, whatever you choose, from new underwear to loungewear, it's all backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/CC. Go to TommyJohn.com/CC for 20% off. That's TommyJohn.com/CC. See site for details. Are you ready to fist pump in the new year? On Jersey Day, January 6th, the Jersey Shore fam is back on MTV with an all-new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. The situations are learning what it means to be new parents, but their little one isn't the only meatball serving up surprises, because Snooki is back for good. The new year's bringing lots of new beginnings, and new relationships are being put to the test. When fist pump comes to shove, will Pauly D and Nikki take things to the next level? Can Angelina and Chris finally make their marriage work? One thing's for sure, this season is going to be unforgettable. So don't miss the new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. It all starts Jersey Day, January 6th at 8, 7 Central on MTV.
Hey, And I think that, you know, going back to, you know, I was 20 when she got pregnant, 21 when we had Lindsay, and Lindsay was my whole life. I mean, I had no desire to be married, but what I gained from that was Lindsay. So Lindsay became my whole world. And, you know, listen, as they say in the South, a hard Peter has no conscience. If you lay in there with it, you're going to screw it. And so then I have Kyle, and Kyle became my world. But there was nothing that I had to give to their biological mother because I wanted to give her nothing. So when I look back, you know, there was never, I mean, it was not like that, you know, like it's been reported that Lindsay and I were high school sweethearts, that Teresa and I were high school sweethearts. That was never true. We never dated. It was a literally one night stand at Foxwood Hills, and she got pregnant. And that's how that story goes. So there is no shame. I have no shame about it. It is what happened in my life. And all of the things that happened to me then are what's placed me where I am today. Now, I firmly believe that, you know, the sins that you had 30 years ago, you know, the Bible tells you your sins will find you out. And I have paid for a lot of that sin through, you know, heartache with really four of my children. I've had heartache at various times with four of my adult children. I haven't agreed with, you know, I didn't agree with Lindsay's, the way her marriage came down and the lack of respect to the family that raised her, that Will did not come to us and say, you created a wonderful woman by the way that she was raised. And for that, I'm grateful, and I'm asking for her hand in marriage, and I hope that you will see me as someone who will provide a wonderful life for her. I didn't get that moment. None of us did. And then, of course, you know, Kyle goes out here, repeats the same scenario as what I did. He has a one-night stand and ends up having Chloe. And so the sins of the father will find you out, and that's what happened there. Now, you know, Savannah has dated, and we all know, I've been very vocal about that. I have not liked but two people that she's ever dated. And, you know, Savannah's only dated, what, five people? Five people. And really not five, really four, because she just went to dinner with one of them. So, you know, I didn't agree with four of those. I mean, Nick's the only one that I've ever agreed to. That fit in with us seamlessly. Now, what happens with that? Who knows? I don't know if they're going to ever get married. I don't know if they're going to date. I don't know if she's going to move in a different direction that God has in store for her, or he's going to move in a different direction. I don't know. But Nick is the only one that I have ever loved. And that's in all fairness. Would you agree?
Yes.
And he's the only one that's ever been a part of our family.
Yes.
But now, will they be married? Don't know. Only God knows that. You know, Chase has never dated anyone. Now, let's just put it out there, and I love him. He's never dated a soul that I have liked, that wasn't a hoe, that was not in it for what they could get out of it, and that did not use and abuse him financially and emotionally, other than Emmy. Emmy is the only one that has not been trash, that has carried herself the way she should carry herself, and that has put up with his shit, and she's got shit that he's put up with. And, you know, and I tell them both, you know, I love you, but you both got a lot of growing up to do. So when y'all start putting someone else in front of your own needs, that'll show me how much commitment you have. But Chase, if you're going to tell me, well, she didn't do this and she didn't do that. Well, I didn't do that because you didn't do this. When y'all stop with the pissing contest, then I'm going to get on board. But if you're going to keep doing that, I'm not going to do it. But, you know, we've had heartache with all of our children, and we're going to have it with Grayson. Grayson's not going to do everything we think he should do. And it's hard as a parent to see your child heading down this road that's going to be a mistake and that you know is going to be a mistake. But folks, without the mistakes, the miracles never happen. So I have to look at it and say, okay, we know how this road ends. We just got to be at the end of it to catch them.
Exactly.
And that's what we've tried to do. Now, when you start talking about it's 2022, it's been 2021, and we've had all of this stuff that's happened. Folks, we have so stepped away from the core value system that I was raised with, that my parents were raised with even more, and their parents even more so. Now, you can talk about evolution. You can talk about progress. You can talk about all of that. Where is the progress today? We have more single unwed mothers than we've ever had. We've got more deadbeat fathers than we've ever had. We've got more parents turning their back on their children. We've got
more grandparents,
raising grandchildren. Mm-hmm. We've got a society as a whole who is afraid to speak up what they truly live and believe in, for fear of being chastised on social media or in the public or being canceled out. I mean, it's just crazy. Yeah. It's absolutely crazy. We as a country, we as a world, folks, are we living our best life if we can't say how we feel? Are we really having a real sincere relationship with someone if that person doesn't know how we truly feel at our core? How can a friendship ever be a friendship if it's based on lies and it's based on you having to choke down everything you believe in order to not offend the person that you genuinely care about?
Well, and I think it goes back to what we've said on this podcast so many times, that you can love someone, you can be friends with someone, and you can view things differently. You can see the world differently. And really, that's what makes the world go round. I mean, I do not want friends who view every single thing the same way. You know, I don't want, you know, someone who is not going to make me a better person.
That's right.
I read this or seen this quote many times. If you walk into a room and you are the smartest person in that room, you're in the wrong room.
Well, I've said to our kids since they were little, if you're the smartest person in your peer group, find a new peer group.
Exactly.
Because you don't learn. I mean, that's the same thing as me being surrounded by people that tell me that I am absolutely gorgeous every day. And versus Savannah walking into a room and saying, "Daddy, really, you need to do something. You know, you're starting to show your age around your eyes. It's time for a little Botox. It's time for a little Botox." You know, I want those people. I want those Savannahs absolutely in the room with me. I want when I walk out of my closet and you look at me and you say, "You need to give those to Chase." Because, you know, I do have those moments to where I still think that I can wear the same thing that Chase wears. I will pull a Kris Jenner and let Chase be my Kim. And you have said, "Todd, come on.
Now, I like that outfit, but
you got to change your pants." And then she sends me a picture of a French bulldog standing on his back legs with skinny. She said, "This is what a 50-year-old man looks like in skinny jeans." I'm like, "Okay, bitch. Okay." So, folks, you will not see Todd Chrisley in skinny jeans anymore. But, you know, I appreciate that.
Right.
I love that I have someone in my room that loves me enough to say, "Daddy, no."
Right.
Or, "Todd, I love you, but no."
Or someone that says, "You know what, Julie, I understand that you feel this way or that you believe this way. Let me tell you why I believe something differently." Mm-hmm. And I love to hear that perspective, because just because there's a lot of things that you believe because that's the way you were brought up to believe, because that's what your parents believed, mm-hmm, or that's what your people around you believed. But to hear the perspective of different people, mm-hmm, is refreshing to me. And it causes you to think. It causes you to grow. It causes you to want to, or it causes me to want to do better and say, "Okay, why do they believe that?" Because a lot of times we believe things and we don't even know why we believe them.
Right.
You know, we just believe them because that's what we've always been told, or that's what we grew up believing. And I think that's where people get in trouble, mm-hmm, is not being open to other. And at the end of the day, we can still believe completely differently And that doesn't mean I don't love you. That doesn't mean we can't be friends. And I think that's where we've become as a country, that if you don't see things exactly the way that I see them, then no, we're done. We're done. Well, we're not friends. We can't socialize. We can't do anything. Because if you don't see them exactly the way that I see them, then you're wrong. That's just not the case. I just don't believe that. Okay, folks, so another year and I'm still talking about Nutrafol. And the reason I'm still talking about Nutrafol is because it has worked for me. I was turned on to Nutrafol, oh my gosh, it's been years now, by Savannah. And when I tell you that I take Nutrafol every day, it is something that is part of my vitamin and just health regimen every single day. 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. And if you're among them, know you're not alone. And there's a solution that can deliver results and that you can trust. Thousands of women have taken back control of their hair with Nutrafol, with many users writing that the supplement not only transformed their hair, but restored their confidence too. Nutrafol offers two targeted formulas for women that are clinically shown to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all stages of life. Healthier hair growth takes time. You'll begin to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. More than 1,500 top doctors recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high quality solution for healthier hair. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show, Chrisley Confessions, by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code CC to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time, plus free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, using the promo code CC. Did you know health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight? Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with substantial copays and deductibles. That's why planning ahead is essential for financial protection. If an emergency arises, Air Medcare Network's highly trained crews can provide air medical transport to the nearest and most appropriate trauma center. And with an Air Medcare Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for that flight. That's right. Members won't see a bill when flown by an AMCN provider. An AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. Join AMCN and secure your financial peace of mind. Right now, as a listener of our podcast, Chrisley Confessions, you'll receive up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Chrisley and use the offer code Chrisley.
And I mean, and listen, you know, I think that something that we have been, you know, folks, we are surrounded by a wonderful group of people that work with us every day. Mm-hmm. Our crew, our showrunner, our producers, you know, we are surrounded by wonderful people that God has placed in our life. But I think it's very important to say that 90% of the people that we are surrounded with are liberal, are Democrats that work with us.
Yes.
On our crews, in our show running, in the offices in LA, they are Democrat. We are Republican. And one of the greatest gifts that has ever been given to us is Hank Stapleton.
Yes.
Hank is our showrunner. Hank is a very liberal Democrat. Hank comes from humble beginnings, just like what I came from, what you came from. And his perspective on certain things is total opposite of what our perspective is. Mm-hmm. But folks, I can tell you right now, I don't love any Republican friend, conservative friend that I have any more than I love Hank.
No.
And that's because Hank and I we have respectful conversations and we discuss why he feels the way he feels and why I feel the way I feel. And really about 80% of the time,
the lines blur.
The lines are so blurred because we are so much in agreement on things. And I've said this, you know, for 20 years, I am fiscally conservative, but socially liberal. I want you to love who you love. I want you to be with who you want to be with. I want you to live in a democracy that allows you to be who you are. I don't believe that because you're female that you should make less than a man makes on the same job. I don't believe because you're Black that you should be less than a white person. I don't believe because you're Indian you should be less than a white person. I am raising a young 9-year-old biracial granddaughter who, for all intents and purposes in this country, people will view as Black. And that was so offensive to me. I remember being on Wendy Williams' show and she and I kind of had words back and forth. And, you know, folks, listen, I know, you know, people love Wendy or they hate Wendy. Wendy and I have a great relationship. When I'm on her show, it's always respectful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember Wendy saying, and, you know, you have a Black granddaughter. And I said, I have a biracial granddaughter, because I felt like it was so, if I had said, I have a white granddaughter, Wendy would have been insulted, and so would the African-American community would have been insulted. It would have been me shunning Chloe's African-American culture, heritage. Mm-hmm. So,
which is not the case at all.
But we don't have to justify that.
Right.
We know who we are.
Right.
I don't feel like that I need to go and say I am not a racist.
Right.
I do not feel like I owe to anyone that I'm not a racist.
Well, because most people that say that really are.
Really are. And we've learned that.
Yes.
We've learned in our white community, friends that we've had for 30 years that tout, I'm not a racist, were some of the ones talking shit about our grandchild behind our back.
Exactly.
So, and that includes family members.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I was on Wendy's show, she said, well, you do understand, though, that your child, she will be perceived as a Black female in this country. And I was livid that she said that. But then again, God has placed so many wonderful people in our lives. You know, Angel Johnson, who, you know, she runs the back end of Chrisley Knows Best and Growing Up Chrisley and the new shows that are coming out. And I remember sitting at Bricktop. You were there that day. We were all having lunch. And Angel said, but Todd, you understand that if when Chloe is 20 years old, she's out here driving and she's pulled over, the police are going to identify her as a Black female. And I said, but she's biracial. She says, I understand what her genetic makeup is, but I'm telling you the perception that.
And this is from a Black female.
Yes. A strong Black female.
Yes.
A strong Black female of faith that is a devout Christian.
Yes.
And she and I had words about that. Now, folks, anyone that knows Todd Chrisley and knows Angel knows that Todd Chrisley and Angel have this love of. I worship her. If God forbid anything ever happened to Julie, it's going to be Angel Chrisley. But she taught me so much about what it is to be a Black female in the United States of America. And it caused me, as a fiscally conservative, socially liberal Republican, she brought me to that place of understanding that just because Chloe is in my world doesn't make Chloe the same as me. Now, to us,
doesn't make her perceived the same as you.
Right. It makes,
at the end of the day, we're all the same.
Right. But in our world, I mean, look what Chloe dealt with last year at school.
Mm-hmm.
That the child said, you're not a Chrisley.
Mm-hmm.
The Chrisleys are white, you're Black.
Mm-hmm.
That's in school.
Yeah.
So it goes back to what Wendy Williams said on her show that I fought so against. And it goes back to what Angel said at Bricktop that day at the restaurant that I fought against that has come to fruition. And it took two Black women and two Black women's perspectives of what they've been through to help me to prepare our daughter, granddaughter, however you want to perceive it, to prepare her for what's coming in this country. Now, do we need to be out here tearing down monuments? Do we need to be destroying buildings? Do we need to be, you know, raging the Capitol? No, that's not the answer to our problems. What we need to do is we need to be in church. Because if you're in church and you live by what the Lord says and you go by the Bible, we're all one. We should be created equal.
Well, I think it goes back to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Right.
Doesn't say love your neighbor that believes the same as you. It doesn't say love the neighbor that's the same color as you. It doesn't say love the neighbor that has as much as you or has more than you. It says love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we went back to that, we would start to see a turn in this country.
And I remember my mother raising us that way with love thy neighbor as thyself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was listening to something because, as you know, I think Judy has complained before on earlier podcast about my friend Sherry from South Carolina, who, you know, was the first Miss America runner up that clogged her way to that position. And Sherry and I listen to sermons. And I will listen.
Oh, I was wondering what you were saying. I was complaining about Sherry.
No.
It wasn't I was complaining about Sherry. I was complaining about him listening to his sermon wide open.
It's like, not wide open. It's just because it's laying right there at my ear in the bed and you can hear it. It's not wide open.
Because, folks, in this house, we don't know how to use a headphone.
No, because I'm afraid it's going to give me brain cancer.
Well, if the phone is on your ear,
it's
you
not.
Stand
it's
just laying, about
it's
as much
not. It's
chance.
Laying, it's laying on my pillow.
Okay, I don't believe anybody's ever said that earphones give you a.
They say cell phones give you cancer. So if I'm sticking something closer to my brain, then it runs that potential.
Oh my, not the earphones.
I don't care. But we all know that we all function off of Todd's brain because everybody in this family's only got a third of a brain.
Gotcha.
But at any rate.
You were listening to it?
I was listening to a sermon and it was talking about how to let your enemies bless you, or how to bless your enemies. And it was talking about heaping coals on their head. And I'm like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. I want to get me a truckload of coals and heap on this one individual's head who has wreaked havoc on our lives since literally now with all the stuff that we know since the beginning of the time that he came to work for us. But that's not what it meant. What it meant was that if someone does you wrong and they ask for forgiveness, forgive them. If they do you wrong seven times and ask for forgiveness, forgive them. It's what the scripture says.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Seven times 70.
Yeah. Right. But I don't have that in my heart. I mean, I'm struggling with that right now.
Yeah.
I want to heap the coals on your head.
Yeah.
I want to bury you in an inferno of hell. And I want you to live 195,000 years in that hell. So I have to get the resentment that I have in my heart out in order for me to make space for blessings that God has in store for me.
Yes.
Because all of that hatred and resentment that I have for this individual that has lied on us, that has stole from us, that has forged our name to things, that has put us in deals that we never knew existed. You know, the things that he's done is hard for me to forgive. But I know that in order for me to enter the kingdom of heaven, I have to forgive.
Right.
So I'm hoping God's not going to call me today because I hadn't forgiven. But, you know, when you start talking about loving thy neighbor, you know, you've got to love your enemy.
Yeah.
That is the thing that I'm struggling with right now is loving thy enemy.
Yeah.
Not, you know, not wanting to heap that coal on their head. I mean, it really is, you know, when you get into the scripture and you start hearing these sermons, you're like, wow, okay, I got it. And I was having a low day last week. I tossed and turned all night. I had so much stuff on my mind. And the first thing that when I got up and checked my phone, because I checked my phone, the first thing to make sure that while I was asleep, nothing has happened to any of my kids. And the first thing that popped up on my screen, like, you know, you get a little thing that shoots up the first thing, like mm-hmm. what's current and whatever. The first thing that popped up, because I watch my sermons on YouTube. The first thing that popped up from YouTube was God did not bring you this far to drop you off. And I had asked God to give me a sign that he was still carrying us. And that was my sign. That's what I inferred as my sign.
Right.
And then the next day, the first thing that popped up on my Instagram when I, you know, refreshed it was you cannot have faith if you are living in fear.
And I'm like, wow. Okay, God, I know you're here with me.
Do you have ambitious hiring goals? No sweat, because you're not waiting for the right candidates to find you. You're finding them first with Indeed. If you're hiring, you need Indeed, because Indeed is the hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. And Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality candidates that meet your must-have requirements, or else you don't pay. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process. Find great talent through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Indeed Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed that match your job description, and you can invite them to apply right away. Plus, you only pay for quality applications that meet your must-have requirements. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy. I mean, you post, you find the perfect person, you can do interview, you can do it all in one place. You're not jumping from place to place. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/CC. Offer valid through March 31st. Go to Indeed.com/CC to claim your $75 credit before March 31st. That's Indeed.com/CC. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So, you know, to kind of circle it back, you know, the blessings we've been through 2021, 2017, all the way up. Really, it's even before that. You know, we found out so much stuff in like 2010, I think, from our former business partner that had been done to us. But I felt, and then, you know, you had your breast cancer in March of 2012. I lost Eddie in July of 2012. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia sometime in 2012. I forget when it was. And then I went through the bankruptcy that I was placed in at no, you know, I've gotten to a place where I can accept responsibility for that too, which is a good thing. Yes, I went through the bankruptcy, and I wouldn't have been in that bankruptcy had I not trusted someone that I thought was doing everything the right way. But I also wasn't a good steward, because had I been paying attention to what he was doing, I wouldn't have entered into some of those land deals. But with that being said, I look at kind of all the things that we've been through, and we're still standing.
Yep.
And God did not forsake us. And I feel like that. I know that God's not going to forsake us. I know that God's going to walk us down whatever road he has for us. And it may not be a road that we want to walk down, but I know we won't walk it by ourselves. That I firmly know. And God has proven that to me time and time again in our lives. God has proven that when he brought you to me, or brought me to you, because you have walked this road with me from the time that you were 21 years old. Mm-hmm. And now I'm approaching 60.
Yeah, 50.
and I hope that I get to have another 50 years with you. Because who's going to tell me not to wear skinny jeans?
Right.
You know, folks, I wanted to let this podcast be about so many things today. And again, like Julie said, that are organic, that's on our hearts, that's on our minds, that we want to get out there. You know, so many people, you know, are like, you know, where is Kyle? Where is Lindsay? You know, you don't have a relationship with your older children. It's just Julie, the three children you have with Julie. My children have always been in my life from the day that they were born. And I pray they'll be there till the day that I die. Have Kyle and I had issues? Yes, it's very public. Kyle has, knock on wood, going on 2 years now, clean.
And I'm grateful to God for that, but I had to turn loose of Kyle and give him back to God and let him hit bottom in order for Kyle to see that bottom's not where I come from. It's not where I'm meant to be. And God did not waste his energy on me for me to be laying here doing what I'm doing. So it took that, it took Kyle hitting the bottom in order to know that. As far as Lindsay goes, I do not discuss, you know, what has happened between Lindsay and the family. Lindsay knows that she is loved, and I know that Lindsay loves me, and I know that Lindsay loves her family. Have there been, you know, things that have happened that, you know, that are hard? Absolutely. But what I believe is that what God brings you to, he brings you through. And 2022, I'm hopeful for a year of healing, of recovery, of being able to place the past in the past, being able to move forward in our lives, and for the truth to be revealed in every aspect of our lives.
Absolutely. And I think no better way to end this podcast than with what we've said for the last hour, that God didn't bring you this far to drop you off, that you cannot live in faith if you're walking in fear. Mm-hmm. Do not let shame carry you into 2022. Let go of the shame, own your responsibility in anything and everything, and then walk proudly, walk with your head held high. And I think love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Amen. And what I would add to that is that don't let, you know, let your mistakes be your blessings. Let the mistakes that you've made be the building block for you to be better tomorrow. Because, you know, as the scripture says, don't worry about the problems of tomorrow, for today has enough of their own. And so, you know, for that being said, we're out of time. We didn't get to any callers today, but we will get to all of those next week. But I truly speak for Julie and myself that we love and respect everyone that tunes into Chrisley Confessions, Growing Up Chrisley, Chrisley Knows Best, and the new projects that are coming. We're all grateful for the support that has been shown to our daughter, Savannah, with Sassy by Savannah Cosmetics, making it one of the fastest growing young cosmetic businesses out there. That is a blessing. We appreciate all the people that that's causing Chase's Candle Company to grow. We're blessed that you all have given my mother, a woman who grew up in a time to where women had very little voice, a woman whose voice was stifled all of her life, you have now given her a platform to know that what she has to say is worth hearing, to know that she's worthy of the conversation, and to know that women don't have to sit at the back of the bus. So with that being said, it's nothing but love and gratitude for each and every one of you that hear this, that see us on television, that see us out in public. We are eternally grateful for you placing us where we are today. And we do not take that. We don't take that lightly. So until next week, good luck and God bless.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Alice.
And together we host a weekly true crime podcast called The Prosecutors.
In every episode, we bring our unique perspective as full-time prosecutors to the most famous and debated true crime mysteries. Whether it's Maura Murray, Scott Peterson, or the Delphi murders, Brett and I dig deep to bring you details you won't hear anywhere else.
Our podcast is about more than just a story. We will walk you through the legal problems lurking behind every case, breaking down the complexities of the criminal justice system with humor and a personal touch. And it's not just true crime. We bring the same training and approach we've learned as prosecutors to classic mysteries like the Dyatlov Pass incident and the ghost ship Mary Celeste.
So if you're looking for a true crime podcast with a different point of view, The Prosecutors is the one for you. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.